Blog Talk Radio.
The Juice Radio Show with J Boogie, Thickums, Willie Will, Double M, Get It Indie, and Ramal, the hometown heat.
Yo, what up? It's the Juice Radio Show. We are here. We are live in the flesh right here. And, all right. We can have the health. If we can have the house quiet down a little bit, y'all over there enjoying them Twizzlers a little bit too much over there. Like, they in our Twizzlers box. So check this out, man. So we have Blake Shipley here with us today. Everybody, let's give a hand for Blake
air.
Shipley, everybody. All right. And, Blake, man, thank you again for coming on to the show. Just appreciate you, man, for taking the time out. You could be with your family right now. You could be knocking on doors. Anything, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
And it's dark, so I can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Knock on doors.
So you see how tough they are on talking about my phone.
Yes,
like,
man.
Yes, like,
I'm sorry.
This Android and iPhone battle we got here is something serious, man.
You're
yeah.
just elevated.
I mean, but it's like a one versus a ten. I don't know.
Well, you had the
you
better
gotta be
phone.
The David. You gotta be the David.
I mean, that's cool. But when you have a better phone, you have a better phone. End of discussion. I mean, it's over.
Yeah.
See, I'm not saying anything.
Ramal's gonna get him a new phone.
I'm gonna get
but it's gonna be one of the new Android
five,
phones. It's gonna be a new Android phone. Y'all can't say nothing.
No. I'm gonna give me a Samsung 10, whatever the number is.
X.
All right. So, man, once again, Mr. Shipley, we just appreciate you for joining us on the show. So,
I have another question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
Being that the way the community is, and it's really. It's a lot of black people here in North Side in the district that you're running for. Why do you think that you would be a better running candidate for the Just position than Judge Sharon Holmes?
Yeah, so, I mean, it just depends on what you want out of your judge. And I don't want to speak for her, but when we were on the Bobby Eaton show, I talked about some of the administrative changes that I'd want to push for. And, you know, she was basically kind of like, you know, that's just not my job. I think her approach during this whole campaign has been just to say, look, cases come before me. I rule on those cases. That's what my job is. And I just think there could be more, because as I said, there are all these progressive voices pushing for change, pushing for progress within Tulsa, within the criminal justice system, and there just hasn't been that receptiveness from within the circle of judges. Somebody saying, hey, I want to work with you. Let's talk more about how we can tweak this so that other judges will get on board and we can move forward. And so that is just the crux of kind of what I see as the real value, the real potential for this district. Again, whether it's me or somebody else, that's for voters to decide. And, she's going to do her thing and try to get the word out. I'm going to knock as many doors. Like I started in early July and I'm just trying to put a bunch of work into it. And, there are people that I will not be able to get. Like, I understand that. I think really my strong game is just trying to get in front of people on their doorstep and explain to them and let them ask whatever questions they want to ask.
Okay. So what differences would you like to make, from your point of view? What do you think, should change, in this little district?
I'm not talking about making changes within this community. I'm talking about representing this community at the courthouse. And I think what this community stands for is leveling the playing field and giving everybody an opportunity to be successful, not locking certain people up, even though they're nonviolent offenders, letting them be stuck in jail just because they're poor. Right now the conversation is bond reform. Next year there's going to be something else. And there are always going to be new ideas about alternative programs and, you know, things like that, that me or whoever else who's wanting to shape and push the conversation. So, yeah, did I answer your question?
Yes. Okay. So my next question is, so in what ways are you representing the community that helps you, you know, your campaign to help run for the actual, you know, district that you're running for?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
So you just stated that you weren't really representing the community, you're just representing the district in the community. And what ways have you, you know, helped the
community? I'm not trying to change things in the community. The idea is to change policy at the courthouse to reflect the voice of the community.
Okay.
Changing policies at the courthouse, of course, would change the community because, you know, as I'm sure you know, people's moms and dads get locked up and get stuck in jail and can't bond out, and they lose their house and the windows get boarded up and on and so on and so forth. So those types of changes being made at the courthouse would then affect the community.
Okay, I get what you're saying now.
Absolutely. So, Juan, we wanted to just, again, thank you for joining us on the show. One thing that we ask all of our guests to do is leave us with some words of wisdom. So leave us with some words of wisdom today, plus the grass phone, too.
Boy, you know, the only way that I have ever, truly felt happy is if I just did exactly what I want and, just follow your heart and work really, really hard.
Okay.
I think that's the only secret in life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's give a hand for that wisdom right there, everybody. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
When's voting day?
Yeah, when is voting day? Tell us about that.
November 6th.
November 6th.
First Tuesday.
All right. So we got some registered voters here. I know time has already passed to register to vote, but this is actually a place where you can register to vote here at the Bobby Eaton Show at Eaton Media Services. So if you want to get registered to vote, this is the place where you can do it right here, man. Just walk in the door. Somebody's always here. You guys can get registered. All right. All right, man. So we're going to take a quick pick. And of course, we got our guy, Hank Bird, in the building with us, man. We're going to talk about blurs out here, man. So make sure you keep it locked right here. We are the Juice Radio Show. All right, we'll be back.
I came in here with the twins. I came in here with 217. 217, say something.
217 on the
chair,
man.
With my friends, we get turned up. We get turned up. We get turned up. And with my friends, we get turned up. We get turned up.
Hey, this
yo. We get turned up. We get turned up. We get turned up. And with my friends, we get turned up. We get turned up.
Hey, okay, the twins turn up, yo.
Let's pick up this paper, mirror, and put down the gun. Your mama know you're ugly.
You your daddy's son,
yo.
First I hear the beat, then I carry my step. Hit on with no hits.
Yeah.
I'm Peter Bankroll, that's how I'm feeling. Man, I always tell my mama I'ma get a million.
Yeah.
I could never ever settle, I need everything. Team twins, hot spot, it's 17.
With my friends, we get turned up, we get turned up, we get turned up. And with my friends, we get turned up, we get turned up.
This how we be daddy. This how we get lit. I'ma get a million. A million, I'ma get. First I get the check. And then I check my fit. Then I step back and get it for the hit. Playing with the cash. Like I got a job. And all these haters hating. Like that been a job. Where the girls at? Let my crew collide. Ain't no one has a spot. So let my crew fly.
We get turned up, we get turned up, we get turned up. And with my friends, we get turned up, we get turned up, we get turned up.
Jumpaline, jump like we on trampolines. There's no stand around, you might as well turn up with me. With the feel fresh, who you done can't ask to clean. Do you feel sweat, it done got real hot.
I did, yeah.
Now swag, make your hand a fan. Give one to your friend, you the girl and he the man.
Yeah.
Good, good guys are up and do your dance, yeah. Dance your dance, don't feel the beat and watch it smash, yeah.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
What's up, what's up, what's up, yeah.
From the hood,
from the
suburb,
what's your turn up? Come
like you and my friends,
I've been looking at you, yeah. I'm a million,
we get
hey, hey, okay, okay,
and
yeah, just from my
we
cousin, dog, we get swimming, though,
we get
hey, hey, okay, okay, yeah, I've been looking at you, yeah. I'm a million,
we get
hey, hey, okay, okay, yeah, just from my cousin, no.
The Juice Radio Show with J Boogie, Thickums, Willie Will, Double M, Get It Indie, and Ramal, the hometown heat.
Look, the party's over. Been a long vacation, and your fans are waiting to see you again. And you guys all know how you look in rehearsal is how you come across on stage. So let's do it one more time from the top, and let's get busy.
Radio show, it's your girl CK talking, and we are here with Blurbs. That's your web series, correct?
That's right.
Okay, could you guys tell us more about that? I've been seeing ads everywhere, but I don't really understand what it is, so could y'all give me some background on what it is that Blurbs is? Sorry about that.
Okay, so Blurbs is a web series that I wrote, created, and produced and directing. It tells the story of three childhood friends,
mm-hmm.
who find themselves downsized from their corporate jobs, And so they decide to pull their resources together and start a comic book company. And so to the dismay, of course, their family and friends and wives and things like that. So it's about them, you know, three guys, you know, late 20s trying to, you know, live their dream. And, you know, and just, and the show is also about kind of dispelling a lot of misconceptions about what being black and being a nerd is. And so we aim to do that with a lot of the episodes. And so we're still, you know, we're filming the first episode, the pilot, and I think it'll be eye opening for a lot of people. You know, it's not going to be what people think it is.
Right.
So we're real excited about that and people seeing the show.
So what is it going to be on once it's finished?
Well, it's going to be, we're going to launch it on our own platform. We have a website we're building. It's going to be our own total platform that we own. And so we're going to launch it from there. It'll be with us now. So I found over the years, a lot of filmmakers and, you know, tend to try to make content to make other people rich.
Right.
And put content on other people's platform. And, you know, so everybody, when they make their videos, they quickly throw it on YouTube or, you know, Vimeo or Facebook or wherever, you know, to put content somewhere else instead of creating their own platforms to put their own content on. So that's what we want to do. It's going to be totally owned by us and musicians, everybody that's on the website, everybody owns their content. And so that's the big thing with me is that we own this thing.
Okay, I feel that. So could you guys introduce yourselves and also tell us your roles with Blurbs and what is it that you do?
Black nerds. Yeah.
Blurbs. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I'm Aaron. I play the part of Charlie.
Okay.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey. I'm Ray Robinson. I play the part of Geneva, mm-hmm. who is a bougie, bad bougie.
Yeah, she's bougie in real life, too.
Team iPhone.
But that's my
boo.
I'm Miko, the artist.
Miko.
And I play Kim. Okay. And I need to explain who Kim
is.
Yeah,
Kim.
Well,
or no.
Without giving anything
away.
He might
not,
away,
okay.
but,
not want me to give it away.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She's real sexy.
She plays the on-again, off-again love interest of one of our characters in the show.
Okay.
But, yeah, her... Some of her story we don't want to put out there just yet.
Don't give it away.
So is there a deadline? Like, when is it going to be finito?
We got, three or four scenes left to shoot.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to hurry up and get that, one, before it gets cold. And then, two, you know, we got some people leaving, going out of town and things like that. And so we're trying to get it done, hopefully, by the end of the year.
Okay.
And then we have the post production and we have to edit and sound and all that stuff. So we have to do all of that. So.
So and you're the video producer, correct?
Well, I'm the executive producer, writer, and director.
How long have you been doing that?
Directing, I've been doing for been writing all my life, but directing I've been doing seriously probably the last 9 years.
Oh wow, long time. And all of you have been acting for a while.
I have been for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know about these two ladies.
Singing, songwriting, anything that has to do with the stage. I'm on it, solid.
Well, go ahead and sing some for us now.
I've been acting for the past few years, doing some theater right now, and then this is my second film thing with Hank. I was on another film of his. It was a short.
Mm-hmm.
Film.
Yeah.
And it was called As We Lay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in it to win it with him. He's an amazing writer, screenwriter, producer, director. He's amazing.
Let me ask this, like, why have you chosen to work with Miko like time after time after time? What are the great things about her?
Well, it's not just working with Miko, I've worked with some of the same people repeatedly. Right. And I find it, you know, a joy to be able to do what you love with people you love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You love me.
Well, not really. No.
Aww,
but,
I love
you. I'm
playing.
But it's a joy to do what you love with people you're comfortable around. You know what I'm saying? If you look at certain filmmakers, you look at Scorsese, you look at Spike Lee or mm-hmm. you know, other filmmakers, they work with the same people. You know, Marty Scorsese, he works with De Niro, how many films they made together, you know, how many films that Spike and Denzel made together, and, you know, John Turturro, you know, Samuel Jackson, he works with people that he's comfortable with, people he knew. You know, I've known these guys for some of these guys for years, you know what I'm saying? So I'm comfortable working with them. You know, they know me, I know them. And so when we get a script and we get together, it's, you know, we have a blast. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have a really good time. You know, we get the job done and we put out good work, but, you know, we have fun doing it, you know?
So what is the inspiration behind Blurt?
Well, I've been a nerd all my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost 50. You know what I'm saying? So I'm an old nerd. You know what I'm saying?
What do you define nerd? What is there?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Being a nerd is not a monolithic thing. I mean, people, and that was the reason for making the show, because people think that nerds are this caricature.
Right.
People have the idea of what a nerd is. They think Urkel, or they think, you know, Big Bang Theory, mm-hmm. or they think, you know, those are caricatures mm-hmm. of what nerds are. You know what I'm saying? So some of the nerds that I knew growing up, man, one of the biggest nerds I knew was a dude named Steve. I'm not going to say his last name because, I mean, he wouldn't appreciate that. But Steve sold dope. You know what I'm saying? And he was one of the biggest nerds I ever knew. You know what I'm saying? I used to hang out on the block, and he would come home, and he'd be like, man, what you been up to today? And I didn't even know he was a nerd. And I was just talking to him about, well, I just went to the movies. I went and saw X-Men, whatever. Was man, you saw X-Men? Yo, man, you need to read X-Men number 333, man, with right. Magneto did hooty woo. And I was like, what?
Like, you was selling dope? Like,
wait a minute, you said, yeah, right. You fresh off the block, man. Fresh out of prison, you know. But he was like, he grew up reading comic books. You know what I'm saying? And that really touched me, because I did too. I grew up reading comic books, but, you know, I did everything everybody else did, man. I played sports, you know. I didn't have problems getting girls and things like that. So that's the misconceptions of what people think nerds are. A lot of us grew up in the hood. You know what I'm saying? A lot of nerds grew up in the hood. You look at people now, Ryan Coogler, the guy that directed Black Panther, he's a big nerd. You know what I'm saying? But he grew up in the hood. Grew up in Oakland. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big part of me doing what I'm doing, is that let you know that nerds are not these monolithic people or caricatures that you think we are. Right. And that's what I'm saying about this show. People think what the show is going to be about, but they're going to be real surprised when they see the show. It's not going to be anything that you think it is, you know. So it's not going to be a bunch of people sitting around playing video games and making pop culture jokes and stuff like that. It's not about that. It's about Black guys who, you know, who have an affinity for comic books and video games and role-playing games and things like that, but they just happen to have grown up a certain way. They happen, you know, to have certain childhoods, you know, certain traumas in their childhood, things that happened to them when they were young, and it affected them as adults. And, you know, we watched them kind of the metamorphosis of these characters, you know, on the show, and, you know, them dealing with relationships and money and all kinds of things and fame and all that. So we're gonna dispel a lot of myths about what Black nerds are in the in the show.
Well, I'm excited already. I'm trying to see what it's about.
She asks, is it a TV show?
Well, it's a web series. I mean, God willing, I mean, it might be a TV show one day.
Right.
Go ahead, baby. I was going to say, if you have heard of Atlanta, I'm sure y'all have heard of Atlanta, or my favorite is Issa Rae.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Insecure. Mm-hmm. That's my stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds you of those shows. Okay. So, yeah.
So is this something that, with you guys already being actors and extras, like, is this something a little different from the normal of what you would usually do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. First of all, working with an all-Black team is not, you know, typical. It's atypical of what you usually encounter when you're doing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, when you have, like he said, it's so comfortable. And I haven't known everybody as long as everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked in and it's like we're
sisters. Like best friends now. Like, we do everything together. We literally met from doing this, and we have this crazy, amazing bond.
Right.
It's crazy.
Same
so.
With Hank.
Yeah, and like, yeah.
I think I'm the newest, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
You
know,
no. Never knew Hank?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I know me and Hank were Facebook friends for like a long time before we actually like.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They hit up each other.
Y'all kind of look like cousins, though, man. Like, y'all can be kids
or
something,
like,
man.
Somebody lied somewhere.
Okay, so answer this question, man. Do you get a lot of people say that you kind of look like Ray J?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right. I just had to get that out of my chest, man.
It was burning in.
Yeah, man. I was like, when you came here, I was like, that dude would rap right here. She was like, you kind of do.
I didn't.
Okay, all right. But so, what's the challenge for you guys in acting? Like, have you guys faced any challenges?
I know I have. The scene that I did was very challenging when you're doing something and, you know, you're not with the person that you're used to doing that with. And so...
She's talking about sex scenes.
Yeah, you have to really go there and you don't want it to look like you're acting. So really trying to get in that mind frame and make it look as natural as you can.
I was going to say, like, I've always been curious, like, how exactly does that work? I'm sure you don't actually
know,
you know, but it's like in
it's
movies,
a whole different
kind
of show.
Like, in movies, it looks so real.
It does
like,
look real. I
it's
guess
acting.
It's not easy. Sex scenes are never easy. You know, you have to, it's a comfort level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you start off the scene. It took us a minute to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had to, everybody had to get their nervousness out of the way. And, you know, we had to go through it a couple of times, it was an intimate setting though. It was only a couple of us in the room. It wasn't like a normal set. You're going to have like 56 people
right,
in the room
right.
watching you. So
a couple of glasses of wine.
Right.
You shot.
Yeah. So she had to get comfortable, with doing the scene. So, but I it was by design, what I'm saying? I had to see the my last project was a documentary I did about plus size women.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we talked about in the documentary was that there was a lack of representation for the thick girls in TV and movies and stuff like that. Because, I mean, anybody can throw it out. When's the last time you've seen a big girl have sex on film?
Right.
I'll wait.
That's true.
It's not. It doesn't happen. And so I wanted to be conscious of that and let people know that, just because a girl is thick or whatever, she's still a sexual being and she's still, desired and things like that. And we made the scene work. I mean, it was a good scene. Mm-hmm. It looked real. And, even though everybody was kind of nervous and everything else, so people going to see the scene and they're going to like it, So, yeah.
All right. So tell us where we can find you guys, social media, websites, whatever you got.
So we're going to be launching a website hopefully by the end of this month.
Okay.
And so the biggest thing right now is just getting all the pieces together to get the website because that's going to be our main platform. That's where you're going to be able to see everything. Mm-hmm. We also have a soundtrack that's associated with the web series. We have a lot of talented artists that are going to be on the web series soundtrack. Speaking of which, if you haven't submitted your music, it is due by tomorrow midnight.
Let it be known.
Because you've been knowing for
like
a while. Let me move this mic so you can see me. You've been knowing for months that the deadline is tomorrow. So I don't want to hear it after midnight tomorrow night. So, yeah. So we're going to put the website on there. It's going to be digital. It's free. And everybody will be able to see the music, hear the music and everything else. So we hope to launch it by the end of the month.
You can see all my stuff on YouTube, actually. Just search for Aaron Michael King. Mm-hmm. You'll see all my stuff. I was a YouTuber.
Okay.
you can find me on Facebook, Ray Robinson, R-E-Y, or rayrobinson.com, or YouTube. Just Google me.
Yes.
She like, Google me. Google me.
Oh, you did. It's nice.
I am Miko, M-I-K-O-T-H-E, artist. And I'm on shop.mikotheartist.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. So, I'm everywhere.
I'm everywhere. I'm Hank Berg. I'm on YouTube. I got a YouTube channel. I have Vimeo. You can see As We Lay on Vimeo. You can see all my stuff on Facebook. In the Thick. Well, you can't see it there yet. But speaking of the documentary, I'm going to be putting that on Vimeo pretty soon for you to purchase or rent. So, it'll be out pretty soon. So you can look up Hank Bird, screenwriter Hank Bird. You can find all of my materials online.
So what we do with all our guests is ask them to give us words of wisdom. So could you please share some of your knowledge with us?
Yeah. the biggest thing I would tell everybody that, and everybody here knows me and my philosophy about, excuses. They don't go very far with me. And so if I'm anything of a testimony to anybody, is that don't let what you don't have stop you from doing what you want to do. So when I go into every project, I don't have no money. I don't even know how I'm going to pay for anything or how I'm going to do anything. All I know is I have an idea and I write it down and I execute. And so and somehow, some way, God puts people and resources in my path to make it happen. So that's how you know what you're supposed to be doing, because God supernaturally put people in and gave me all my actors, gave me a crew, camera guys, everything, and I didn't have to come out of pocket because they believed enough in me and my project to do it. So I say, don't let excuses or what you don't have stop you from doing what you're doing, because you're just making excuses then.
Yeah, I would say to always chase your passion and not your money, because it's going to come. And do what makes you happy. And those are my main philosophies, is do what makes you happy and chase your passion.
Live the life you love and love the life you live. Don't have any regrets. You got one life.
Right.
Travel. Get up. Do what you can do. And do what you can do. And do what you are meant to do.
Amen.
Fulfill your purpose.
Amen.
Don't live your life behind a desk and you hate it every day. Get up.
Amen.
Go do something else.
Amen.
I would just say, have patience with people. You know, you'll never know what someone else is dealing with. You know, someone cut you off and you get all mad and mess up your whole day for what? You know, it didn't take any hours out of your day. You know, it didn't take any money out your pocket. Just be patient with people. You know, you'll have a much better day.
Well, thank all of you for coming.
Thank you.
It was great.
Thank
you.
Guys.
Famous Dex, pick it up. And this is Juice Radio Show.
Pick it up, roll. Baby girl, watch how you move.
What?
I got them dicks on my shoes.
I pop up, just and I lose.
Wait,
what?
Speed it up.
Me.
Look at the diamonds, they eat it up.
Me.
Got me too, stop eating it up.
They thinking I'm wiping, they're leading them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Hey, pints in, call up rocket.
Oh, what?
My brother, put like a socket.
Kicking this door, yeah, I got him.
Yeah.
Open the safe, you can't knock it.
What?
Shipping that white, yeah, go to the top. Bust on your bitch like a Glock. Ooh, she like to suck on my cock.
Yeah.
I get that money, don't stop.
I know you like this beat too, but you a fucking goofy though. Oh wait,
word around
town. I heard this boy was a clown. Swimming your before they drown.
Call him up for the pound.
Oh, wait,
our future years right on my clothes, man. Yeah, watch you do coke. Broke is there, loses sleep on the floor.
Yeah,
I never do it no more.
What?
Telling you broke is no joke.
Ooh.
I used to kick in that dope.
Wait,
now I'm selling out of shows. While I'm all rich, then you right on my clothes.
What?
Hold on, little mama, you tweaking.
A bad for the reason.
Get her off Molly, she geeking. Call me up for your reason for the weekend. Next time.
Like, no. We only get you for a weekend. You gotta go.
I'm one of the prettiest motherfuckers that ever been in the
world.
Color orange mingle label, go to reef phone. In my old school, Mercedes, smoke OG. When I'm Californicating, I got three phones. Business, conversation, and relation. Color, wait a sec, wait a minute, wait a tick. Shake my wrist, nothing was fake on my wrist. No finger ring on my hand, say what you say to my wrist. Talk to the hand, don't want the results of the hand. What the face say to the fist?
I'm Rick James, Rick James!
Ha, funny, I'm fit for the tabs. Go back to the pad, watch the black on the
I beat it. Just in the track, then I beat it. Act me my jacket from Sweden. My chick don't exactly know English. They ain't about that accent, no beefing. I might as well go back to vegan. Go platinum for this week. Later, back and repeat it. Word around town. You the one doing all the murder around town. Pulling up, shooting like the bird of downtown. Shooting like the bird because they all fly south. Whipping the wrist. I'm your and I'm up in your fridge. I only tell stories to tuck in the kids. So how in the fuck can they cook with the kids? Funny. Missing a bit, I'm back in my bag. Back to the pad, watch the slap on the face.
Slap on the face. Thank you.
Rockefeller.
Yup.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread. You don't want no problem with me. Just another day, I had to pick up all the mail. They gon' channel ride it through the street, they be like, they go. You don't want no problem with me. You don't want no problem with me. Just another day, I had to pick up all the mail. They gon' channel ride it through the